First Meeting Voucher Application, KRW 2M or 3M. Children born in or after 2024 can apply for the First Meeting Voucher before 2 years have passed from their date of birth. As a rule, the first child receives KRW 2 million, and the second or subsequent child receives KRW 3 million as a National Happiness Card voucher. First, confirm that the birth has been registered and a resident registration number has been issued. Check that 2 years have not passed since the child's date of birth. Prepare the applicant's ID and any additional documents required for an application by proxy. Apply through BikJiro, Government 24 Happy Birth, or an administrative welfare center. After payment, check the National Happiness Card expiration date and balance. Children born in 2024 or later, whose birth registration has been completed, and who have received a resident registration number are eligible. At the time of application, no more than 2 years may have passed since the date of birth. Apply through BikJiro or another available channel for 2 million won for the first child and 3 million won for the second or later child. Based on the 2026 BikJiro First Meeting Voucher Service criteria, First Meeting Voucher application process after completing the birth registration. Check the eligibility requirements and documents before applying. Choose either the online or in-person application route according to your circumstances. Applying immediately after birth makes it easier to use the benefit for initial childcare expenses. Register the birth and obtain a resident registration number for the child. Confirm that no more than 2 years have passed since the child's date of birth as of the application date. Prepare the guardian's ID and any required additional documents. Apply online through BikJiro or Government 24. If applying online is difficult, visit an administrative welfare center. After the benefit is issued, check the balance and expiration date on the National Happiness Card. Online applications are suitable when a parent is the guardian. Other guardians or representatives may need to complete in-person verification. Asking the relevant administrative welfare center about the required documents before submitting the application can reduce the need for repeat visits. Eligibility and benefit amounts. The basic eligibility requirement is a child with resident registration who was born in 2024 or later. The birth registration must be complete, and the child must have a valid resident registration number. At the time of application, no more than 2 years may have passed since the date of birth. Category 2026 benefit amount standard payment method. First child 2 million won National Happiness Card voucher. Second or later child 3 million won National Happiness Card voucher. The benefit amount varies according to birth order. The amount for a second or later child is 1 million won more than for a first child. This is separate from childbirth grants provided by local governments. Eligibility requirements for local childbirth grants vary by region. You must also check whether they are automatically applied for together with the First Meeting voucher, as this differs by region. Check for separate support through the city, county, or district office or administrative welfare center for your registered address. Documents for guardians and representatives in principle, the person who actually protects and raises the child should apply. Holders of parental rights, including parents and legal guardians, may qualify as guardians. A person who is raising the child in practice may need to have the guardianship relationship verified. When a guardian applies directly for an in-person application, the applicant's ID is generally required. The responsible agency may request additional documents verifying the family or guardianship relationship. An identity verification method is required for an online application. When a representative applies, a representative application is available when it is difficult for the guardian to apply directly. Generally, the following documents must be prepared. The receiving agency will make the final determination regarding the specific requirements. Submission forms, including the application for Social Security, benefits, a power of attorney completed by the guardian, a copy of the guardian's ID, the representative's original ID, additional documents verifying the family or guardianship relationship. Eligible representatives may include relatives and others. In some cases, A relevant public official or facility employee may apply. Verification procedures may vary depending on the applicant's status. Comparison of application channels. If the birth registration has already been completed, you can apply through BICJIRO. To process birth-related services together, you can use Government 24 Happy Birth Service. An in-person application is appropriate when document verification is required. Application channel suitable situation, what to prepare BICJIRO applying online after completing the birth registration identity verification. Application information Government 24 Happy Birth applying for birth-related services together identity verification. Confirmation that birth registration is. Complete Administrative Welfare Center when a representative application or verification of the guardianship relationship is required ID, power of attorney, and other relevant documents on the online application screen. Check the family information and payment card information. Supplementary information may be required if the entered details differ from resident registration records. After submission, check the application status again. National Happiness Card payment and cash exceptions, ordinary households receive the benefit as a National Happiness Card voucher. If you already have a National Happiness Card in your name, the benefit can be issued to that card. If you do not have one, you must complete the issuance process through a participating card company. Cash payment is not an option that applicants may choose. It may apply only when an exception is recognized, such as for a child under facility care. Depending on the type of care, an account in the child's name may be used. A guardian raising an infant in a correctional facility may also undergo a separate review. The responsible agency determines whether the benefit will actually be paid in cash and which account will be used. If an exception may apply, check with an administrative welfare center first, where the first meeting voucher can be used, and restricted businesses, the voucher can be used broadly for goods and services needed to raise the child. It can also be used at physical stores and certain online retailers. Whether payment is accepted depends on the merchant's registered business category. Use may be restricted at businesses such as the following: entertainment and gambling businesses, certain hygiene and leisure businesses, adult product stores, duty-free shops, retailers of cash equivalent products, such as gift certificates, even businesses with the same name may be registered under. Different categories. Before making a payment, check with the store or card company whether the voucher can be used. After payment, you can check the balance through the card company or electronic voucher transaction history. Usage period and application timing. The usage period is 2 years from the child's date of birth. Even if there is no separate application deadline, you cannot apply after the usage period has ended. If issuance is delayed, the actual period available for use will also be shorter. This program does not grant a new 2-year period from the application date. The reference date is the child's date of birth, not the application or issuance date. Check the expiration date displayed on the card screen as the final reference. Any remaining voucher balance may expire after the usage period ends. Do not plan expenses on the assumption that the usage period will be extended. Cash payment exceptions may be subject to management criteria different from the voucher usage period. Summary: by circumstance, the application channel and payment method vary depending on the guardianship relationship. Check the item below that most closely matches your current circumstances. Current circumstances, next step note: parent applying, directly use BICJIRO or Government 24 birth registration and identity verification, required parent visiting. An administrative welfare center, apply with ID. Additional verification documents may be required, relative or another person applying as a representative. Prepare a power of attorney and ID for both parties. Need to confirm whether the representative is eligible exception, such as facility care. Ask an administrative welfare center about the payment method. Cash payment cannot be selected at will nearly 2 years since the date of birth. Apply immediately and check the expiration date. The usage period may be reduced by the review period calculation. Example: assume that a second child born in 2026 meets the requirements. Because the child is second in birth order, the benefit amount is 3 million won. This is 1 million won more than the 2 million won provided for a first child under the same conditions. The two-year period is not recalculated from the date of issuance. The usage period ends 2 years from the child's date of birth. Check the card balance screen for the exact final date of use. Common mistakes. The most common misunderstanding is that the benefit is deposited into a regular bank account. The standard payment method is a National Happiness Card voucher. Cash applies only in limited exceptional circumstances. Attempting to apply immediately before completing the birth registration, believing that the usage period begins on the application date, assuming that it is acceptable to apply late, because there is no separate application deadline, assuming that payment can be made at every store, believing that. Local childbirth grants are also applied for automatically a representative visiting, without a power of attorney. The application and card issuance are also sometimes mistaken for the same process. A National Happiness Card is required to use the voucher after it is approved. Check the application screen or ask the card company whether an existing card can be used. How to check the official criteria? Check the latest criteria in the first meeting voucher. Service details on BikJiro. Review the service eligibility, application method, and additional document requirements in order. Cash exceptions also require a determination by the relevant administrative welfare center. The wording of the official regulations can be checked on the BikJiro service details screen. Online, go to BikJiro's welfare benefit application menu. Before visiting in person, ask the administrative welfare center for your registered address about the required documents.